Well, it's Facebook's sort of way of kind of telling their story to potential investors. Now, honestly, a lot of people know all this stuff already. Pretty much everybody does. It's sort of a formality at this point, but it's a nice way to sort of get a little bit of attention and sort of tie up all the loose ends before you go, okay, here's our stock, go out and buy it.
If there's any company in the universe that doesn't need more attention or to go out and ask people to look at them, it's Facebook.
Oh, that's definitely true. I think everyone pretty much knows the story. They know a lot of the strengths, a lot of the weaknesses. They know the personalities involved. But doing one of these roadshows is sort of a traditional thing. And when you're going from being sort of a almost indie-minded company like Facebook and you want to be taken more seriously in the business world, you kind of have to go through that formal process.
Which brings me to my next question exactly. How much is going public going to, by necessity, change Facebook, change the way they've done things? And you've alluded to it here, but does it necessarily mean you've suddenly become a starched shirt and tie kind of company?
Well, that's really the question. How will this change Facebook? You know, they're not selling enough of the company that any outside institutional investor would be able to really influence what happens. You're still going to see Mark Zuckerberg retaining pretty much complete control. He owns enough of the company that whatever he says goes, just like when he bought Instagram about a month or so ago without really consulting even his own board of directors. He just said, $1 billion, here you go. Now, going forward, a big move like that might kind of spook investors, so they may be more careful about that. But I think Zuckerberg has been very careful to say that he still wants to run the business the way he wants to run it, whether or not a small part of it is now available for other people to buy and sell.
I keep thinking back to the way this social media balloon just started growing by leaps and bounds a few years ago, and the words we were using at the time were not Facebook, they were MySpace. MySpace was the 600-pound gorilla in the very beginning. And these days, you know, nobody's talking about MySpace. You have to wonder, could Facebook suffer that same fate? Is there somebody else out there waiting in the wings to steal their thunder?
I mean, that's always something you have to pay attention to. Who came before you? What mistakes they made? Obviously, before MySpace, it was another site called Friendster that really started this sort of thing. And both of those are gone now. Facebook has far surpassed what those guys did in terms of reach, in terms of development, in terms of building a business based on advertising, based on partnerships. You know, that being said, it's a social media network that depends on people like you and me using it. So if we all decide we're going to go somewhere else, that could spell a lot of bad news for them. You know, on the other hand, they've really supplanted a lot of the internet for people. People get their news and their links through Facebook, and they've even become sort of an email system for a lot of people. You send somebody a Facebook message rather than emailing them. It's kind of a way to skip the spam filter.
How does Facebook sell itself to investors? Does it portray itself as a social media network, or does it portray itself as a customer delivery platform?
That is exactly it. Somebody a week or so ago said something very clever. They said, listen, if you use Facebook, you know, to kind of share your stuff, you're not a customer of Facebook. You're their product.
Mm-hmm.
And they're selling you to their real customers who are the advertisers. And that's the real story there. Facebook is saying, we have these hundreds of millions of people who tell you pretty much everything about yourself demographically that you could, you know, want to know, and then you can hyper-target advertising to them or, you know, sell them goods and services like companies like Zynga do with their Facebook games using that Facebook currency. You know, that's the real story there, and that's what they're trying to tell these investors before they have their IPO.
CNET Senior Editor Dan Ackerman, thanks for joining us on Maryland's Morning News.
No problem, anytime.